This is Chris Krohn for KSQD 90.7 and KSQD.org. I've just entered the outskirts of Santiago de Compostela. I'm part of a sort of line of pilgrims, peregrinos, and folks are headed to the cathedral, which is the end point of the Camino de Compostela. It's about another mile and a half, and we are slogging through the pouring rain. There's a brief respite that I took out my recorder, but it's still getting quite wet. So it's pouring rain. We're entering Santiago, and here is.
Hi, I'm Josh.
From
Belfast.
And where did you start walking?
I started walking in Irún.
And what day is this for you?
This is day 34.
And why did you decide to walk the Camino? That's a lot of time out of your life.
Yeah, and so about 5 days before we started the Camino, I lost my job. So we're currently living in a caravan, in our camper van. So we packed up our things. We bought some clothes in Decathlon, a sports store. On the way, we parked our camper van in the airport and we flew here.
Josh, is this anything like a spiritual quest or a religious thing or something totally different?
Yeah, for me, it's not. Personally, it's not a spiritual or religious quest. No, it's just something we've talked about doing for a long time. We planned on doing it in the next few years, but currently my partner's on long-term leave from work, so.
What's the draw? Why do people want to walk the Camino and give up that kind of time? It's not a vacation.
No, I mean, I guess it's a good challenge, and yes, we call it type 2 fun. It's not fun at the time, but it's a lot of fun after to look back on.
Okay, thank you, Josh. It's Chris Krohn for KSQD Radio 90.7 and KSQD.org reporting on the Camino. This will continue all month. Thanks.